I know I have a disclosure slide, which will come up right next. So what I'm going to be talking about is, as Nancy said, conducting research in tribal casinos and working with one tribal casino in particular. And conflict of interest statement, I do not have any relevant financial relationships to disclose, so nice and simple. So I wanted, obviously we're from California, and our project, California's Clean Air Project, has been working with tribal entities since 2005. And in 2007, we were fortunate enough to start working with a specific tribal entity, Redding Rancheria, which is in Northern California. And so working towards implementing a 100% smoke-free policy within their tribal entity. So just to give you a little bit of background, actually, before I go ahead, I want to acknowledge my colleague, Dr. Roland Moore. He and I are working on another project that kind of interacts with this project as well, and so I'll talk about that a little bit as well. And I have two colleagues at the back of the room as well from ETR. So California tribal gaming revenue in 2012, the gaming revenue in California was $7 billion. It's huge. It's the largest gaming in the United States. We have 101 tribal entities. This revenue that was reported in 2012 was from 67 tribal entities running 69 tribal casinos. Our prevalence rate in California for smoking is quite below 12%, 11.3, something like that, percent in California of smokers that we have. So it kind of goes back to that question, well, if we have so few smokers, why are we allowing smoking, or why is there smoking in the tribal casinos? And so why do the casinos still permit smoking, which is there's myths, fears, and the business partnership. So just to talk a little bit on that. So the myth is that every person, 90% of the patrons that come into the casino are smokers. Total myth. We, and I'll be able to show a little bit later on, we've found anywhere from as low as 3% of the patrons are smoking to maybe 9-10% of the patrons smoking. But there's that perception because the smoke inside is so bad, the air quality is so poor, that everyone must be smoking. The fear is, well, if we don't allow smoking, we're going to lose business, which will mean we'll lose revenue. So if we lose revenue, then we're not generating enough income to keep our tribal entity going. And then we have this other layer in California, and I'm sure that it may be in other states as well, as far as the business partnership. So an example is there may be a tribal entity that is running a casino for themselves and they're managing the casino. Well, then you don't have that extra layer. Or they partner with, for want of a better description, station casinos, say out of Nevada, who one of our tribes who just opened a casino late last year, Grayton Rancheria. It's a huge casino, a lot of restaurants, and their managing company, is Station Casinos out of Nevada. And when we tried to meet with them, the tribal entity themselves, the representatives were very receptive. We had some of the members on our advisory committee. But then when we tried to meet with the Station Casino's general manager who was going to run the casino, he said, nope, not interested. We're going to allow smoking. They do in Nevada, and that's where we're from. So, you know, it prevents us from moving forward as far as in the casino while they're contracted with an entity like Stations Casino, and some of them, you know, have contracts that go for 7 years, 6 years, 5 years, 7 years. So that's just a little bit of kind of what we're up against. So going back to the specific casino that we've been working with since 2007, there are medium-sized casinos, 75,000 square feet. You can see a little bit of a layout. At the bottom to your left, it's the equipment that we use, the SidePack air monitoring equipment to check the quality of air within the casino. And then on the right-hand side, you will see one of the security guards. We were fortunate enough that the general manager at the casino was very receptive to going smoke-free, wanted to collect as much data as possible so that he could present it to his tribal council and have this educated decision made to go 100% smoke-free. So data collection, measuring the casino floor, they actually had a non-smoking entrance and a non-smoking side that was separated by glass doors as well. So they were headed in that direction, but not quite there yet. So what do we do? So we started in 2008 to conduct air monitoring. We did observational surveys where we actually were, while we were collecting the data with the air monitoring, we were walking around with clickers, and there were several of us counting every single patron in the casino, and out of those, how many of those patrons are smoking. So you might have a few people counting the total number, and then others counting the number of smokers. And then we conducted patron surveys and employee surveys, and we actually conducted Rancheria tribal member surveys and also tribal council surveys, the very first time. So on the right, there's an example of a postcard that was mailed out to the patrons on their listserv that belonged to the Players Club. So in 2008, when we first conducted our survey, we mailed out 1,000 of these cards. And we actually mailed out the survey, the tribal entity did, not us. We didn't want their patron list. We had no desire to have it whatsoever. We just handed it over and said, can you mail this out? And we got just under 400 returned. When we redid this in 2012, we mailed out 1,990, and we got 1,250 returned. And the tribal casino offered $10 free play. So there's a huge incentive and a huge investment from their perspective to get this feedback that they wanted. In 2008, when we looked at the active smoker percentage in the table and slots area in the casino, it was only between 11 to 13% that were actively smoking at any given time. When we repeated those measurements in 2012, it had actually gone down, and this is without any intervention as far as us getting out there and educating any of the patrons, because that's not the way we work with our tribal entities, is we work top down. So we go to the top, the tribal entity, and then we don't do any grassroots because that's not what we're there for. We're there to educate the tribal entity so that they can make this decision for themselves. And just as that, over those matter of 4 years, the smoking prevalence rate inside the casino had gone down by itself. So we knew we were headed in the right direction. Now it's like, let's push them to actually implement this. So here's a slide that shows air monitoring in the casino prior to them going smoke-free, and you can see the Environmental Protection Agency 24-hour outdoor standard of acceptable exposure. And you can see inside the casino exactly where it rated, and it was so much higher. Very bad. So here's one of the questions we asked the employees: would you prefer to work in a casino that is completely smoke-free? And 53% said yes. 30% said no opinion, and then 17% said no. You know, when we delved into this a little bit more, because we were talking to our general manager, Gary, and saying, so Gary, you know, we am sure that every one of your employees would rather be smoke-free. And his comment was that they're scared. You know, if they say, yes, we want to go smoke-free, what if the casino loses revenue and they lose their jobs? So that was a fear at the back of the minds of the employees. And then when we went back and talked to them again, that actually was what they said. You know, we don't want to work in a smoking environment, but we don't want to lose our job either. We'd rather have a job. So when we surveyed casino patrons, how often would you come to the casino if it were completely smoke-free? Obviously, our non-smokers, 44% said more often, 52% said about the same. But what's interesting is that 23% of the smokers said they would come about the same, and 1% said they would come more often. So even with our smokers, even though they're smokers, they didn't want to be breathing in other people's smoking, you know, secondhand smoke. They wanted to breathe in their own, I guess. Like, you know, it's like, how does that make sense? But that's how it was. So this, I received this slide from the general manager last year, and I mean, I guess you can see that that's like a vent, right? And that is actually a metal vent that can be removed, and that is placed in the bingo hall or event center, which was used 3 times a week from 4 p.m. onwards to the evening, late evening, and that was cleaned on a weekly basis, and that's residue left from the smokers inside the bingo hall. And Roland was laughing. He was like, you love that slide. I'm like, yeah, I love it. Look at it. It's horrible. Like, you're breathing all of that in. It's like getting stuck in your throat. And I'm like, no wonder I'm coughing when I get out of there. But, so he said this is what they deal with when they're cleaning on a weekly basis regarding maintenance. So obviously maintenance costs comes into play, replacing carpets, repainting. The ceiling tiles are the ones that are absorbent. And so obviously the smoke goes into that as well. And so they're looking at replacing those. So this is kind of where we were at. So fast forward a little bit, actually, just before I can leave that up. So we were going to actually, they were going to adopt this policy in 2008, and the tribal council, tribal membership, full membership approved to go smoke-free, to look into this to go smoke-free in 2008. Well, then the economy went down. So they were going to build a 9-story hotel, and the hotel just got laid, you know, put on the back burner because they couldn't find the funding to build the hotel. So come 2012, we're looking at trying to get this back, and they're building a hotel to add on to their casino, and now they've downsized it to 3 stories, and they're looking in 2013 of getting ready to open up their hotel, which thankfully they opened up 100% smoke-free because they just didn't want it in there. But then the hotel originally was going to be completely separate. You had to come outside to go into the casino, and they changed that plan, and they had this kind of like a garage door where you pull the shutter up and you could walk into the casino. And just from December, over a couple of months, you could smell in the lobby the smoke from the casino. So then it was kind of like, come on, you guys have opened the hotel. So then Gary said, let's collect some more data, which we did, the slide I was showing you, and that we did more surveys. And then he went to tribal council in January. And in on January 23rd, I will never forget, because I was in another meeting, and I got a phone call, and I thought, I've got to step out, I've got to take this call. And he said, guess what? And I said, what? He said, tribal council approved to go 100% smoke-free. And I was, like, dancing in the hallway, and everybody's, like, going, what's the problem? You know, and it's like, so then I went back into this meeting that was totally non-related to anything that this was about, and I said, well, I just have to tell you guys. And they're like, okay. So March 14th, 2014, they went 100% smoke-free. And what they did a month prior to going smoke-free, they put out signs. They put out, we are going to be implementing going 100% smoke-free March 14th. Be ready. We care about our patrons. We want you to come visit us. So they didn't just do it, you know, overnight. They trained their staff. So they had all of their security staff, floor staff in saying, what do you do if somebody walks in after we go smoke-free and they're smoking? How do you deal with that? Because obviously they don't want to upset their patrons. They want to make sure that people still keep coming back. So then we went back 2 weeks later, and we were able to collect air monitoring indoors. And you can see that the level outdoors now was higher. Because what happened was they moved the smoking outdoors, and as you were walking in the main doors, they had a smoking area just outside so people could put out their cigarettes before they go in or run outside and have a quick smoke. And inside, it's non-existent practically, the level of exposure. So it just shows that implementing a policy, and we were like, okay, so we've got this policy in place now, there's no smoking indoors, now we've got to move it away from the front door because nobody wants to walk through all of that smoke to get into the casino, so we're working on that. One of the things that hindsight that we've been talking about is the tribal entity said if they could have done one thing different, it would have been to have their non-smoking outdoor areas ready, so covered areas. Because Reading is, you have all extremes. You have really cold weather and really hot weather. And so they didn't have really nicely placed furniture or covered areas for the smokers. And so sometimes the smokers felt, well, we're kind of just pushed out. So revenue, how did they feel about how because that's the bottom line, right? Tribal entities, it's all about making the revenue to keep them self-sustained. So revenue, yes, it did drop a little bit, but when they implemented this, it was during their downtime. So every year they have this cycle. So typically it's from April through September where their revenue goes down for whatever reason, and it's continuous every year. Well, the month after they implemented this, their revenue actually increased by $1.5 million. But the problem was they didn't reduce, like, things that they could have made changes to, whether it was their maintenance or the number of staff or things, so their costs were just as high where they didn't need to be. So that was another learning experience. So it's all about, you know, this first entity doing this and now other tribal entities watching them like hawks, you know, kind of like, okay, are they going to fail? Because a lot of them feel that, well, they're doing that, but good luck to them because it's not going to work, is what some of the other tribal entities are saying. And the project that Roland and I also work on is we kind of took this model and we were looking at working within Northern California with other tribal entities that would allow us to provide the education, collect the data for them, give it back to them, and then take these steps to see can we encourage them to pass these policies. And it's 3 years into the project. We're into our fourth year and we've got further with some tribal entities and not even in the door with others. But I think one of the things that's really helped us is we're members of the California Nations Indian Gaming Association, and now being members, Roland, I think, for 4 years, and myself since 2007, that people see us coming now, you know, and instead of running the opposite direction, they actually come up and say, hi, how's it going, and how's Reading doing, and, you know, what's going on, and who are you working with, so that type of thing. And we can get information out through them as well, so we've come a long way. This is actually a picture of the casino now. That's the hotel, and they have their wonderful basket there, and it's all lit up at night, and it's really, really beautiful when you go there. And so we had a press conference on the 14th of March, and that night, the 13th, midnight, that is when they walked around and picked up all of the ashtrays, and the casino manager was there, and prior to going up and doing this press conference, he walked the floor, and he said, you know, Narendra, I thought that everybody would leave as soon as we said we're going 100% smoke-free. Everyone would walk out, and he said, nobody left, and it's just amazing. And so his comment was, it's the best decision they've ever made. You know, not only was going smoke-free best for their health, but it's also been good for business. So I know Roland passed out earlier an infographic that we developed to talk a little bit about the policy being passed, the steps that we took, and a few quotes from either staff or Gary Hayward. So you can, I'll let you take a look at that instead of delving into that anymore. But this is another example of partially of our work, but also, you know, Reading Rancheria, their tribal health center, went 100% smoke-free in their entire campus. So you have to get off their grounds, out of the parking lot, and onto the path to actually be able to smoke on the sidewalk. Viejas Casino in San Diego, their hotel, they opened it 100% smoke-free. So even though their casino's not, they've got, you know, non-smoking areas, which we know don't work, but their hotel is smoke-free. Black Oak Casino opened their hotel smoke-free. So they're beginning to realize that Californians don't actually, they're not used to smoking indoors, so why are we allowing that? And, you know, the costs are extreme for them. Wind River again, December 2013, and then they implemented their policy in 2014. So I kind of love this slide, you know, separation of smokers and non-smokers in the same airspace doesn't work, you know. So it's like having a peeing section and a non-peeing section in a pool. Okay. So that concludes the presentation, and thank you for your time. And I'll be around later if you have any questions. Thank you.